This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Are all Christians guilty because some people who claim faith in Jesus don't act right? Let's talk about the hypocrites today. But first, I need to speak with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form, www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, gospel2africa.com. And on Facebook, Facebook.com/gospel2africa. Many people use the shortcomings of Christians they know as an excuse to not believe in Jesus. The accusation goes like this: you Christians act holy and pious at church on Sunday and then rob, cheat, and lie in business deals the rest of the week. So if that's what it means to be a Christian, you can have it. Well, first, let me say that not everyone who claims to be a Christian is one in reality. People pretend faith in Christ to impress someone, to manipulate someone, and various other evil purposes. Jesus himself talked about such people in Matthew's Gospel chapter 7 when Jesus noted, "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will come to me saying, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name.' But I will reply, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws.'" Now, I will admit that some true Christians have failed from time to time in living out their true faith, but no true Christian will continue in a false or deceptive lifestyle. True Christians confess their sins to God and receive spiritual cleansing as described in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. No one likes hypocrisy. People pretending to be one way when others know they are not truly as good as they pretend. Jesus doesn't like hypocrisy any more than you do, and he was highly critical of pretenders in his time on earth. In Matthew 6:1-4, Jesus said, "Watch out! Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you." Then in Matthew 23:27-31, Jesus also said, "What sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees? Hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity. Outwardly, you look like righteous people, but inwardly, your hearts are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness. What sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build tombs for the prophets your ancestors killed, and you decorate the monuments of the godly people your ancestors destroyed. Then you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would never have joined them in killing the prophets. But in saying that, you testify against yourselves that you are indeed the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead and finish what your ancestors started. Snakes, son of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of hell? Mark chapter 7 records a further discussion of the teaching of Jesus about hypocrites. Jesus answered, "You are all hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he wrote these words from God about you. These people honor me with their words, but I am not really important to them. Their worship of me is worthless. The things they teach are only human rules. You have stopped following God's commands, preferring instead the man-made rules you got from others." Then he said, "You show great skill in avoiding the commands of God so that you can follow your own teachings. Moses said you must respect your father and mother. He also said whoever says anything bad to their father or mother must be killed. But you teach that people can say to their father or mother, 'I have something I could use to help you, but I will not use it for you. I will give it to God.' You are telling people that they do not have to do anything for their father or mother. So you are teaching that it is not important to do what God says. You think it is more important to follow those traditions that you have, which you pass on to others. And you do many things like that." And Jesus said, "The things that make people wrong are the things that come from the inside. All these bad things begin inside a person, in the mind. Bad thoughts, sexual sins, stealing, murder, adultery, greed, doing bad things to people, lying, doing things that are morally wrong, jealousy, insulting people, proud talking, and foolish living." Now, friend, if you are not a Christian, it won't help you to point an accusing finger at flawed or fake Christians. We are all individually responsible for dealing with our own sin before a completely righteous and perfect God. Christians depend on the righteousness of Christ to make them acceptable to God, because there is nothing in ourselves that could ever be good enough to merit going to heaven to live with a perfect God forever. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in Romans 2, 1-11. "You may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself, for you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God, in His justice, will punish anyone who does such things. Since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But He will pour out His anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism." 1 John 2, 3-6 refers to the problem of hypocrisy when it says, "If someone claims, 'I know God,' but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love Him. That is how we know we are living in Him. those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Hearing the truth is good, but actually doing what the Bible says is much better, as we read in James 1, 23-26. Don't just listen to God's word, you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. So in conclusion, yes, there are fake, false Christians who are acting as hypocrites for their own purposes. There are also true Christians that occasionally fail to live up to God's standards, and when that happens, they immediately confess their sin to God, repent, and return to living rightly according to the Word of God, the Bible. Trying to deflect your own personal guilt by pointing out the wrongdoing of others won't help you on Judgment Day, when you will be required by God to account for the way you lived your life on earth. What will you tell God about yourself then? That you did your best? Your best will never be good enough. The only reason I am going to heaven when I die is because I have trusted in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior to take away my sins and to make me fit for heaven. Without Jesus, I would be as lost and headed for hell as you are now, if you have not yet trusted in Jesus to take away your sins. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to actively repent of their sins, and to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people, everywhere, as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. That website address, gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 2:1. So get rid of all evil behavior, be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech.